Scott under center. Gophers down by three. Rolling to the right side. Now a shot.
Go!
He's got a lot of time, but he throws that ball and completes it for the touchdown to Kevin Grant. Right corner. Schaffner to Grant. Touchdown. The Gophers lead.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh.
Back to pass is Joseph looking. Shoots it out and through the hands of two men. Picked up by Jackson at the 13-yard line. Frank cuts back to the left. He has some blocking, but they get him from behind at the 29. And it's the Gophers' ball, ending the drive with the interception on a tip ball by Frank Jackson.
Groen is the punter.
Very high snap over his head, going back to the 25. Now to the 20-yard line. He picks the ball up. He'll try to run, and he's pulled down at the 22-yard line, and the Gophers take over deep in opposing territory. Split backs this time, and a strong right. Receivers on both sides. Backing off. Fleetwood, lots of time. Now shoots it up the middle. Completes it to Grant at the 48. Goes into opposing territory. Lands at the 43. A first down on a big third down pass up the middle to Grant. Man in motion makes it strong left. Hunter looking. Backs off. Thieves coming at him, and down he goes. The Gophers sack him with Thaddeus getting him, and Collins following up. Trips left, single setback, third and three at the 27, man in motion right. And back to pass. And now the draw play, he keeps his footing. Here comes Fleetwood, 35, 40, 45, 50. Then cuts to his right and is dumped at the 48-yard line. A long run and another timeout for the Gophers with 14 seconds to play. Trips left from the 48-yard line of Purdue and back to pass. Looking, looking. Now Fleetwood takes off, goes to the 50, the 45, the 40, keeps running and down the sidelines and still going at the 20 and out of bounds with 5 seconds on the clock. Back and looking, the blitz is on and Fleetwood keeps his footing somehow. Now throws the ball and completes it to Grant at the 36 and he runs out to the 43-yard line. Fleetwood off balance, I mean way off balance, hit Grant for a first down. Hunter is back and looking. He's looking for King. He throws to King. Sacked away at the last minute by Jackson. Just as King in the end zone was reaching out to grab it, Frank Jackson came sailing in front of him and batted it away. Back to pass is Fleetwood looking. Now shoots this ball up to Grant at the 44 to the 50. Cuts back, goes to the 45 to the 40. A two-man block. He goes down the sideline. 30, 20, 15, 10, and down at the 7-yard line. A brilliantly executed slip screen to Grant, who was all alone out there.
Back to pass is Fleetwood. He guns it and completes it. Breaking clear is Grant at the 50, the 40, the 30, and still clear at the 25-yard line, to the 10, to the 15. He's over for a touchdown. He broke clear at the line of scrimmage and then went 65 yards. Single setback, that's Smith straight ahead, big hole, 10-yard line, 5-yard line, goal line, touchdown for Smith. Emphasis to the right side, looking for a receiver, here comes the pass out, caught now by Joyner at the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, blocking by Tinglehoff, he gets the block, he's going to go all the way. The Gophers, 55 yards on the pass to Joyner, and a block containing the last man with a chance to get him, the block by Tinglehoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are celebrating a special tradition in Gopher athletics. 40 years ago this fall, Ray Christensen began the radio play-by-play broadcast of Gopher football on the university radio station KUOM. Today, Ray is broadcasting his 400th Gopher football game to 936,000 Gopher and Iowa Hawkeye fans in the Upper Midwest on WCCO Radio and the Midwest Radio Networks. Let's bring Ray Christensen out on the field now so we can give him a big Gopher welcome. Greeting, Ray Christensen today is President Nils Hasselmo. He is presenting a plaque from the university that reads, "The people of this great university, and indeed the entire state of Minnesota, have come to know, admire, and embrace you, Ray Christensen, as the voice of Golden Gopher Athletics. Throughout your 40 years of Gopher broadcasts, we have come to see you as the consummate professional and as a gentleman in the truest sense of the term. On the occasion of your 400th football game, Ray Christensen, we recognize you with our deepest admiration and affection, our profound thanks and best wishes. Given by the University of Minnesota Department of Men's Intercollegiate Athletics, November 24th, 1990. And now, ladies and gentlemen, stepping forward is Minnesota Men's Athletic Director Rick Bay. It seems fitting that Ray Christensen should have his own jersey because he has been a member of the Gopher team for 40 years. He has called game action for 40 meetings between Minnesota and Iowa for the possession of Floyd of Rosedale. Ray Christensen's jersey number reads 40 for his 40 years of play-by-play. Also, when a man has been part of the Gopher team for as long as Ray Christensen has, he has certainly earned his football letter. Greeting Ray Christensen now is Bud Erickson, president of the M Club. He has a letter jacket for Ray Christensen. Today, Ray joins the ranks of our great Minnesota football tradition, along with Bronco Nagurski, Bruce Smith, Paul Giel, Bobby Bell, Carl Eller, and Daryl Thompson. And now let's hear from Ray Christensen, the man behind the WCCO radio microphone.
The M jacket is something I have always wanted. I had thought at one time Roy Griak, the track coach, might give it to me for my jumping ability, jumping to conclusions mostly. Beyond that, number 40, I realize, is for my 40th year, but I only wish it would give me the speed of John Lewis, who wears that number so well for the Gophers. And beyond that, my thanks to the University of Minnesota, my thanks to the many teams. It has been my pleasure to do the play-by-play, and believe me, that includes 40 years of Iowa teams. And beyond that, my thanks to you for being willing to share those broadcasts all these years. You don't need any more speech from me. This is a great football game. Iowa fans, forgive me. Go Gophers!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time that we at the University of Minnesota have had the opportunity to recognize a broadcaster who has covered Gopher sports for 40 years. We're proud to call WCCO Radio's Ray Christensen the voice of Golden Gopher football. Congratulations, Ray, on your 400th game. Keep up the great work. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Christensen.
Loose right in the hands of Bowser, breaks out in the open, the 20, the 25 with lots of blocking, the 30, the 40, open.
The snap is a little low, but he gets it down there, and the kick is up there, and it's good.
Draw play, and breaking into the open as Thompson cuts to the outside, goes out to the 15 for the 20, breaks.
Great players have come and gone at the University of Minnesota, but one is still going strong after 400 football games. WCCO Radio's Ray Christensen.
He has scored a touchdown on a run of 98 yards.